Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parental advisory. What is it? Parental advisory? My stupid ass. Parental advisory is advice. This context and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hitch up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Yeah, one more time for the niggas who ain't making. Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Quit being stingy now. Give me some of that pussy. You got enough to share. I won't tell nobody because I know they do not care. Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Why are you so stingy when you know you got plenty? You can give me some of that pussy, cause you haven't given me any. Some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl.
We done been overseas with the shit. Telly toe. Fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But tell what, I'll fuck your bitch and I'll pay that rent. Hey, anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, hey, ain't no telling where you might see me. I'm posted in the A, but I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a little français. Cause my name close. I got the jokes. I'm everywhere. You see me with it. Hey. I'm up in Africa. I'm telling jokes in different cities. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties. Hey!
Once it got a smell, but I won't fuck, no. Once it got a smell, but I won't fuck, no.
Smoking weed, I like getting high. Hey. I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly. Hey. Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up. Hey. I'll apologize and just say I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy, man.
My name is Los, and I'ma say it again. I fucked the girl, and I'm a fucking friend. Yeah. 2016 yeah. About to start. 17 is about to end. Huh. I ain't give a fuck, cause I'm fucking up, and I'm pulling up in some other stuff. Hoes touching on my dick and stuff, and I be like, don't forget to rub on my nuts. I be like, hell no, cause I'm nasty. I had a white bitch named Ashley. That's like the third time I said that in my rhyme, but I ain't lying, nigga, just ask me.
Damn, play this and no microwave. 2 minutes.
Splackabilly made us pump hard.
Splackabilly made you do that. And they were wrong.
Oh no.
A Pepsi. Are you supporting this? Because Pepsi contributed to the Donald Trump
guess who else
campaign.
I ain't finna stop all this shit because they fucking with somebody that I don't fuck with.
Huh?
I ain't finna stop using this shit because they fucking with somebody I don't fuck with.
Why?
Man, look.
I'm this for real. Why? You can also do Lyft.
I already made a profile with Uber. I've got concentrated. I've got well acquainted with Uber.
Give me one of them cups.
You can get well acquainted with Lyft.
Get
your shit.
Give me the one on the bottom.
You can get well acquainted with Lyft.
You gonna fuck around and Lyft and be a number of homosexuals running. Then you like, oh, shit.
You gonna get picked up by Jermaine.
You gonna get picked up by Jermaine.
That's a great joke. That shit hit today. Jermaine. That shit hit. Oh yeah, Jermaine. That shit real. I feel some of my shit's some real shit. Like Jermaine. That shit always hit better than the shit I be thinking of. Right. Yeah, man. Y'all better just keep speaking real shit. That's why every time I go on stage, I just talk. I speak real. If I'm going off the bitches, it's hard to fuck. Really? Not to like come up with some new shit. The new shit don't never come up. That's a saying. I felt like that too.
That's why I said I want to go up because I just got some shit to talk. I got some shit on my chest. Like half of the shit that I want to say, I didn't get a chance to look at my phone to see it. I was just going off, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to figure out what was going on. Talk about relevant shit like that Bobby Brown shit.
Do y'all watch documentaries on the greats? They always say from Richard Pryor to Red Fox that their greatest comedy came from their pain. Like, it's something.
Oh, even like George, when I took the Molly and my dick didn't get up? That shit was real. When I was standing there, I was like, man, I'm old, but shit.
That was the funniest shit in the joke. When you were like, nigga, I'm ready. He ain't trying to do shit.
Yeah, that's it, bro. I'm like, shit, I've been so geeked up, bro. And couldn't get these bitches to fucking move, bro. And I want to fuck so bad, bro. But this motherfucker just... I'm like, man, fuck.
Soon as the pussy leave, your dick be hard as a motherfucker.
Man, dick be hard as a rock, man.
Soon as she leave.
You send her pisses and shit, and she like... So? She said you was 3-0, so? You like, ah. She ain't really fucking with me.
What happened, though?
You be so geeked up that it can't function. You can't really.
That is a real thing. Wow.
Oh yeah. You've just been so. Nah, I've been on the drug and fuck. I don't fuck for hours. I don't know how that shit happened.
You just be zoned out.
I had to take a picture on the light.
Like a zombie.
I ain't never fucked. Yeah, I was zoned out. I literally was zoned out and played my mixtape 3 times.
Huh. Is your dick sore when you wake up?
I don't know,
because
I woke up and got right back on it.
So it's not sore?
Yeah, nah. I don't think why I couldn't look.
I can't even. See, it must be sore. Something must be sore. Your thigh, you must get a cramp in your thigh or something.
Doing all the fucking.
You run out of nut.
That would have like.
Is I that not painful? Like, bro, I that not hard. Painful? Mm-mm. That's not painful.
I think that's for your own protection.
See, but it's,
God was like, see, that's a good thing. Nuts, ain't no more after 3.
But that's a good thing and that's a bad thing because the niggas who can't nut, you just really be fucking. You know what I'm saying? You don't really know how it feel to be at the peak of the fuck.
The peak of the fuck.
For niggas who can't nut, you just good for that.
That's after
that's
a
cool.
Long time.
You good for that. You don't really know what good pussy is.
There's people like that. That can't fuck men?
Yeah, for niggas that can, like, off their first time, you can go a straight 40. You like, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
You a nigga. You crazy. Yeah. On your first one?
But see, that.
I salute you on your first one. My nigga, straight 40? But my
40,
first
please?
My first one? Hey, nigga, my muffler going out bad as soon as I leave the neighborhood. Boom, 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 boom. Like, oh. My ass is up. Hey, well, I gotta write that one down, boy. You hear me? Now, the second one, that's my favorite one. Now, you'll be surprised you get a third one. I'm like, I really must like you. Shit, you'll be surprised you get a second one.
This is very interesting.
Now, my second one always the best one. I like the second one.
So, how long does it take you in between the first and the second? To get back ready.
Depending on if I like it like that.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, I already know how long it would take me, so I'll just eat the pussy.
Not
eat ass if I really like it.
And then you'll be right back to it.
I'm gonna be
no, right there. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, make you feel. How long? Like the hour, 2 hours? Yeah. Yeah. A morning?
It's certain shit. It be certain shit a woman gotta do too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like
when I don't eat red meat.
Well, you depend on the way you touch it.
I don't eat fried foods.
But I mean, I'm an animal activist too, so I'm just affectionate like that. What I'm saying, when you think of just how they break the chicken and you eat the chicken that they break, it's just bestiality is real. And they do that.
God damn, man, they need to do something. It's finna be over with. Like, I'm telling you, when I lay down,
it's over.
Nah, it be time when I done lay down and a bitch get on top of me. It's just the friction of her body.
Just, it's, it just depends. It varies. It's by experience. Every woman is not the same. Every touch is not the same. Every moan is not the same. Every ass is not the same. Every friction is not the same.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Like I dig it.
Good quality food.
Right.
I dig it.
I used to be a real fan of head.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool.
You do you grow tired of it? Like yeah. You get so much head in your life.
No, no, no. I grew tired of it.
You get so much
head. No, you know what?
That you just get to a point where you're just like, I'm so exhausted.
I grew tired of head because it was not pussy. And when you realize that, you're gonna be like.
What's the difference?
What you mean? What's the difference? Pussy is one of the most beautiful things behind money.
What never be in front.
What? Nigga, please. That's the reason why Adam and Eve got their ass out the garden. That fucking pussy. Shit, nigga. She told him you won't get no pussy until you eat the apple. The nigga like, all right, get here then. Give me the damn apple. Beat the hell out of that.
There is power.
Oh, yes, yes, it is. Power. I had to get it.
So earlier.
Carlo? Carlo. Carlo.
Carlo. It's really not. After a while, I'm really here to tell you. After a while, I'm here to tell you I have had some good.
You just ain't like them, that's all that was. I done had some ugly bitches, I wanna fuck with some good ass bitches.
But after a while, you've had it. Yeah. It's like, what more is there to life? What more do you have to offer me, man? Okay. Because some good dick come around the corner, honey, like a bus.
Wow.
And this is what women really need to understand. We have that power as well. Like, there are good men out here who will give you good conversation, attention, adoration, and some good dick. And you will be satisfied and fulfilled. And you don't have to get so attached to it like that. Because, you know, it's a lot of it out here. I think men get a bad rap. It's a lot of good men with some good dick out here. Men, am I right?
I
But as a man, as a good man with some good dick, do you vouch for yourself?
I vouch for myself. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
I trailed off when you
started talking. Good dick is a point of view.
I heard you say good penis. I'm like, I'm out of this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
What has this world come to?
What
is this? I'm giving it up for the men. I'm representing as a grown woman in here.
Joe, my mic fucked up, man.
Oh, man.
No, that they're good men out
there.
Turn
it up a little bit on that.
That can give you a very great experience in the bedroom.
Is it on there or right here?
Let me see. You on one.
I'm on two.
Yo, you're on two?
Yeah.
If that's what you're into.
Yo.
And then there are some alternatives as well.
I need my mic.
I mean, you know. I mean, hey. So,
what would you feel like?
How's it going now? But
hello? Yeah, there we go.
Play with somebody and
I can't do something that's good for the bedroom. If we don't have nothing outside of that, then we don't have nothing.
That's the system that you listen to.
I'm totally
if I don't look at you and wanna fuck you.
It's different, but we should keep those organized. All right, cool. That's dope. We good. Okay, everybody might sound good as fuck.
But even when you got
if I don't look breath, at you and even me all wanting to fuck you, I can't see anything else with you, then it's a waste of money.
You got some?
You know we got to throw out. We need them t-shirts too, man. Throw our shit up. Anyone, just throw that shit with a logo up. We keep some shit up there. Y'all keep going. Y'all keep going. We putting all this in the show.
What the hell is going on?
We're going to be starting in about 3 minutes. Shades. You should have, because I wear shades every episode. These niggas think I'm crazy.
So I said, if a nigga nut fast, I mean, if a nigga fuck for 40 minutes, I salute you. Because I'm popping, nigga. As soon as I leave the block, nigga, my ass will go. Bam! I just
had to make sure I write it. Ah! Flasher, he busting off immediately.
Hey,
Paul,
my first round ain't
hey,
bitch. I'm gonna let you know right now. Look,
in
the game plan. Hold up,
this. Hey, man. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody tell her to show up with good pussy. Who told her to show up with pussy that's gonna make a nigga come quick? You showed up with this good ass pussy and you mad at me because I came fast. You knew this pussy was good. It fucked up your last relationship.
You should have spoken.
That's why when I meet a new chick, I don't want to know what he did. I want to know how the relationship ended. Well, he was stalking me, coming up to my. Nope, get this evil ass pussy out of here. I do not want pussy with stalker capabilities. I'm not saying that I'm a stalker, but I don't know what this pussy might do to me.
Have you ever had that twist? You leave the house, you wondering what she doing? You like, you just left. You just left the house. Like, damn, that pussy good.
Yeah. That pussy so good, you want to know where she is at all times.
I'm talking about all time. Hey, what you doing? With who?
For what? For what?
That ain't why you out, pussy. Why you out all the time, pussy? Yeah. I'm good.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
They be saying when niggas be bragging names out shit, what about when the female brag?
Well, she ain't gonna brag. Women with good pussy, they don't even talk about sex. They just sit there and let you talk and be like, okay then. Because then when the pussy, hey, Fly, this one you know the pussy real good when you hear her say this shit right here. When you hear her say this shit right here, this is the pussy you want. Okay then. Okay then? When she hit you with the okay then?
Hey,
let me
tell you something. I done had some of that pussy with ass too.
Oh.
Cause they'll try. You ain't ready.
No, you don't want that. That hey, DC.
You be like, man, I've been fucking that old 40 minute old firmly, and I know I come quick.
Hey, Flat. Now, you ain't ready, pussy. You don't want that. That's childish, pussy. They don't want that. You ain't ready. I don't want that. I don't want no, you ain't ready. What made you think that your pussy was too advanced for me? Shit, no. You ain't ready for this, pussy.
I
don't get your ass out of here with this old auntie ass.
Hey, but have you ever had that unexpected good pussy?
Hell yeah. Like, I don't even like you.
I was in the ass, I had to grab the cheeks. Listen, I was like, yeah. These big guys were. I feel like how they were sliding in and out that one, but I was like, that pussy good ass.
You have that old slippery dick.
Slippery dick.
You ain't got no veins in it. You got that old slippery dick.
Slippery dick.
That's why you.
With no veins in it.
Said,
do you hear this shit?
You got that old slippery.
You better be glad I ain't taking no pictures in my
room. You got that old
slippery. This nigga.
That slack dick.
This nigga walk around with dick ID pictures.
85.
85.
85.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We are in here tonight discussing all things. Vegetables, slippery dicks with no veins in it. All types of wireless capabilities. Flat, what's going on?
She about to get this adventure dick.
Hey, man. Why every time I bring somebody on here, you got to fuck them?
That's the only way to get the chemistry going.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Not like literally, Jasmine. Hypothetically. Hey, how you doing? We got my homegirl, Jasmine Bergen, here tonight. How you doing, Jasmine? Hell yeah.
Not
the very talented. Let me scoot your microphone back a little
bit. Okay, I'm eating my hot boiled peanuts.
Eating the hot boiled peanuts. Hey, that's neither here nor there. Joey, what's up, man? Your cool ass over here.
Good, yeah, man. My name Gray, man. This man calling me Joey, man. That's my government. You know what I'm saying?
We can't call you by you. All right, Gray.
Yeah,
Gray.
I don't know who running.
All right, let's start over. Fuck it. Got my nigga Gray in here today. What's up, Gray? Chad done gave us the whole rundown. Like, I thought that you wanted us to call you Joey, nigga. Like, now we know your secret identity and shit. Bleep the shit out,
Can
Joe.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Go ahead. Say something.
I'm good.
Say a series of things.
Oh, adventure.
Oh, cool.
Fucking.
Great. What's up, man?
Chilling, man.
Slippery.
Man, I heard you out here killing shit.
Chilling, man. Trying to keep it moving.
Hold up. Before we even get into this shit, we got to see what Jasmine and DC talking about. They over here discussing slippery. What y'all talking about?
This motherfucker here talking about, because I was just over here talking about how I fucked the unexpected bitch, and I'm sliding in and out, but she ain't understand the stroke game. I'm like, then she talks like, you got the slippery, you got no veins. Girl, I got a good, it's a big bang on top of that motherfucker like this.
Wow.
Now, how were you sliding in and out like that? That's suspicious.
Nah, her pussy was wet.
That's where y'all gonna start off
No.
At?
No.
I'm not sliding. Trust me, the pussy had a grip
to it. No, because if you got an adventure dick, that means you got some nooks and crannies and some dips and some slides.
Listen
on
to
it.
Me. When I pulled out, the pussy was
in
holding.
No,
it was
you
holding.
You cannot slide in and out
it was
like
a,
that.
Slide in and out
is
a bigger speaker.
No,
like
you slide like that on a slippery.
How you gonna argue
branch,
with this man about his
branch.
Dick?
I got a vein in my dick on top and on the bottom. And
I
on the side.
Have no idea.
Much love to everybody who
vein,
didn't want to know that.
And I don't want to know. Okay.
How the fuck they just get into an argument? This shit crazy, Jasmine. You see the type of shit you start when you come on the podcast?
I didn't start none of this shit, and I'm so glad because I don't want to get yelled at.
It was not Flat this time. It was Jasmine. Jasmine did accuse him
arbitrarily of having a slippery dick.
No, it was his story. It was his story. He was telling a story about how he opened a woman's ass and was just going like this. And I'm like, but how can you go in and out like that if you got an adventure dick? If you got an adventure dick, you got to be like,
She fucking the monkey. See, when a man is hitting from the back, he's taking control. You know what I'm saying? So I have to direct your body on what, however I want you to go. You know what I'm saying?
So if I'm hitting, but you can only do that on a slippery, slimy dick. Like no, a little.
If I'm paying attention,
a little.
You ever had that pussy that high? You like, damn, bitch, I bitch. Oh, it's on it now. Okay, you gotta get on your toes, man. Yeah, you gotta get on your toes. That's why he got those ass muscles for his escapades. Yeah, even with a tall bitch. It's enough room. I get it there.
Hey, man. I'm so disappointed in y'all and proud of y'all at the same time. I don't know. I don't know which one I really
am. That's what they all say, fellas.
Slippery. Ladies, we know what it is.
You go down there, you be like,
ladies,
how we going to surf? The waves are not coming.
Well, that's a great update. We'll return to pussy in a minute, I guess.
That's a great update. Y'all doing just fucking faces on the cameras? What the fuck wrong with y'all?
Hey, man. That's how we open up the show, man.
That's a great fucking intro.
This is what happened when we record After Hours.
After Hours.
It's the only thing to talk about. The only thing open this time is mouth and legs.
Hey, man, I'm over here trying to talk to my nigga about getting on the motherfucking vegan diet.
Oh, here we go.
Y'all talking about slippery dicks and shit.
That's him.
No, I'm talking about
pussy. We're diving into his mental.
Hey, man, save us.
Hey, man, that damn conversation was slipping and sliding. I was letting it go, man.
Hey, man, bring some education to the table.
Oh, you're a vegan rapper.
Yep.
That means you don't beef on the track.
We're here all weekend.
We're selling out show.
Hey, you say that?
Now, what made you start fucking with the vegan lifestyle? Some real nigga shit.
Oh, man, my girl, man.
For real. She tricked you.
Oh, man, she got me into it, man. Yeah, she started doing the transition.
How long you been vegan?
I think it's like 8 months, for real.
I thought you said eight years.
Your girl had that Erica Badu.
That's fucked up, nigga, because if y'all break that up, that Erica Badu will make a man
change his whole life.
I'm trying to tell you. That's Sister Malcolm right there, man. Shout out to Nikki for the people.
Hey, man.
Hey, so you, girlfriend.
So you ain't had none, bro. Like, no fish, shrimp.
Yeah, no.
So what the fuck you been eating, nigga?
Bro, I eat everything that you eat.
That nigga drink his
food. But his skin looks good, though. Look at his skin. His skin looks good, though.
I don't know what a nigga's skin
looks
like.
DC, you got a pimple. Look at his skin. It looks good. She's stupid. You might want to get on that diet. Hey. We all shit. I got a pimple thing, too. Man. I have a pimple.
Anything that you eat, but just, ain't no meat. You know what I'm saying? Even if you have, I mean, anything that you have, tacos, I can have Philly cheese steaks, I can have chicken parmesan subs.
You be eating them Boca burgers and shit. This is why people don't fuck with vegans. Because y'all be trying to make regular shit and substitute it. We get these meatless hot dogs. No, bitch, that's not no hot dog.
That's bread.
You chose not to have hot dogs, so don't try to find a substitute hot dog. Right. Oh, we got these meatless burgers. No, you don't. You got a fucking patty, but you don't have a burger.
You ain't even got a patty.
What I'm saying is, I had the same thing. So, like, when people made the transition, I used to love chicken wings, bro. You couldn't tell me I wouldn't eat no chicken wings.
You look like a lemon pepper with extra sprinkle. Extra sprinkle.
I gotta be the one to tell you. Wings still good than the motherfucker. They might actually be better.
Hey, get what? They got some shit called boneless, dog.
Nigga!
Bitches going crazy!
These motherfuckers done took the bone out the wing, nigga.
I don't know how they do
it. You had a boneless wing? Yeah. Nigga, not a vegan boneless wing. I'm talking about a chicken boneless. Real it's not boneless. A nugget.
Come on,
it's
man.
Not a nugget, my nigga.
Real chicken.
It's real fucking wing. Nigga, I don't know what part of the wing it is, but that shit. Ugh.
Like, what if your girl, like, eat all the shit you can't eat, and you go down to eat her, you like, oh, shit, I'm taking the juices.
Nope. You know what? I see how this shit gonna work. Man. I see how it's gonna work, Greg. Like, y'all gonna both be vegan and shit, right? And y'all gonna be real committed to the lifestyle. Right. Then, just like Flash said, you gonna eat the pussy one day and be like, you been sneaking eating chicken. I taste it. I see it.
I'm glad you pointed that shit out.
I wonder.
Natural women taste better, man.
I heard that shit.
Talk about it now.
You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Hey, man.
Talk about it. What
is, I mean, I done had a bitch who eat pork. No. I done had a bitch who eat pork pussy taste like goddamn filet mignon. Bon appetita. Bon appetita. I had to get up on that pussy like.
You needed a fork and a knife.
I had a, and the crazy part about it, when I look back, was a nigga playing the violin. He was like. I was like, perfect scene.
Man, you know we were going to talk shit.
We here all night, fellas. Know. Selling our shows.
No, you know we fucking with you.
No, but talk about it, though. What is the difference?
Might be watching this shit and be like, man, I'm thinking
it's
about
pure.
Shit. What, you know,
it's
give
pure.
Them the beginning. Right? I'll just make that shit, transition, though.
So I mean, you can taste the difference between a woman, you know, who eats meat and a woman, bro, who like, doesn't
she just,
not.
You know, when my girl started making the transition, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, good.
You make this shit sound like a religion.
I mean, it's an eating habit. You know what I'm saying? Because look, man, we've been conditioned to believe what is good for us to eat for so long. You know,
so it's a vegan
like,
religion?
Like, you know what I'm saying? We turn, you know what I'm saying, scraps into soul food. You get what I'm saying?
That's
so,
true.
But what I'm saying is like, it's so we're making a delicacy religion. and we can't go without macaroni cheese. We can't go without ribs. You
can.
Know what I'm saying? But we dying at fucking 57. Bro, how the fuck we dying at 57? That's real shit. Like, that's
talk
a statistic.
So, but I know some old people live like 90 and still.
This nigga know every contrary fact. This thing you gonna
no,
say?
No, sure. but I listen to me. I feel that because you know what? I told myself I was gonna be a vegan, but then when I tried, I was like, ah, I can't do this.
That's
so right. I had to take my steps. So I just said, fuck it, I'm gonna start eating pork. I used to eat pork. I ate pork every week of my life. It don't matter what days, I just eat it.
Every week
so,
of my life.
Every week of my life. I wow. knew one. There was a day out of that week I ate pork. I don't care what it is—a ham sandwich, sausage sandwich. Something from Waffle House, sausage and goddamn.
Shit
sound good to him. I used to be tired all the time though. Mm-hmm. I used to be like, man, I'm tired, bro. I'm tired, and I'm trying to figure out why I'm tired at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm exhausted though. So I was just like, you know, I'm just start eating pork. When I say, bro, I gained all my energy back.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, damn,
fuck pork.
That shit crazy. That shit.
Were you always slim?
Yeah, I'm gaining my weight, but you know, slim niggas winning, baby.
Talk to him, man.
Yeah, talk about
but see, you can be clean and not even be vegan. You know what I'm saying? It's just knowing. You know
yeah,
what I'm
it's
saying?
Just like I just
shout
I
out to all
people,
the vegans really. That snort cocaine. Make your mind up. You either gonna be healthy or high.
They look at it as both. I'll be healthy high.
Yeah,
that's
you
good,
know,
man.
But I don't think I could just go straight vegan though. You know what I'm saying? But I heard it's certain things that taste good. You just got to find your swing.
What's the best shit you've been eating since, you know, the best tasting shit you've
been eating? You've been vegan for 8 months now. Remember that shit.
I mean, right
just
now.
Keeping your ass vegan.
Like, right now, you can go right now to damn Whole Foods on Ponds, bro. Go get that vegan mac and cheese, dog. Because people be down like, how the hell you get mac and cheese out of vegan shit? Bro, taste that vegan mac and cheese, bro. That changed your life. I'm trying to tell you.
But look, you know how they process everything else. So how is mac and cheese vegan?
I don't know how they
hey man, you done asked the hardest goddamn question ever.
Hey, I mean, I know it's a process, but you know, it's from plants. It's not from a cow.
Well, the I have an alternative.
I was asking, you know, we learned about alternative facts that shit don't be true, but go ahead.
No, I have an alternative for you guys. I'm pescatarian.
There you go.
That means you don't, you eat fish.
I eat fish. I don't eat meat. I eat fish. And it is it's easier than you think. And a lot of times I end up eating a
fish
vegetarian
like meat,
diet
so
anyways.
Like, just gotta
so.
This is the weird.
Chicken.
The
and
weird
I've seen such
ever,
a
so.
Difference in my life.
No, I'm more better. I love seafood. That's why, that's why it's not hard for me to stop eating pork because I love seafood. Like when I growing up, when you had seafood in your house, you was rich.
Yeah.
Like you got shrimp.
Oh, catfish,
yeah, your dad a dope deal.
Catfish nuggets.
You know what I'm saying? Like you got shrimp. Like you got to think when I came, when I grew up. Now I ain't number 24. You feel what I'm saying? But when we were growing up and we hear about niggas that had crab legs, boy, you had some crab legs, bro.
Yeah. How they was doing that?
Like nigga, that shit was like you had to have crab legs on another planet or something. We like, bro, how that shit taste?
And you know what? You know you've been rapping shit. The rappers they talk about that food shit. If you listen to it, it make you feel like you on some baller shit.
I don't like sushi.
Like Young Dro came out with the Blowfish sushi. Like, nigga, what the fuck is that? Nick, and then, you know, Pimp C say he ate so many shrimp, he had iodine poison. Nigga, I don't know how many shrimp that is, but nigga, you gotta have money
that.
To do shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I don't want that.
No, I don't neither, but the nigga
the crazy part about it is, that shit crazy, like how you say, like, they got vegan everything that you see in the world. They got a vegan.
Nigga, they got vegan condoms.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Ooh, a vegan condom?
Tell them about the vegan condoms. They think I should be saying shit,
vegan
man.
Vegan condom?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they got vegan rubbers out.
Nigga,
there
one time I used one. It's a lambskin, right?
Oh, it's lambskin.
Nigga, I thought I it had a bladder skin. On my dick. It felt it just like a bladder.
Oh.
The shit felt like a bladder. I felt disgusting fucking with this lambskin condom on. I was like, bitch is still alive. Get this off of me. I'm a man.
Stop it.
Okay, man.
Stop.
If a motherfucker ever offer you some pussy with a lambskin condom, just turn it down, man. Go home and jack off. That shit is weird. That shit like putting a real live condom on
like
your dick.
Yes,
don't use those, man. Know your worth, my nigga. Don't use that bullshit.
So they don't look like rubbers?
When she say that she allergic to latex,
it look cold. Like a chip
that
like
don't
it.
Mean find another condom that's not latex. That's her Carlos. Saying she wants you to go raw, my nigga.
Carlos, it look like a chitlin skin.
Exactly.
Don't it? Before you cook it. It yes. look like a chitlin skin before man. You cook
nigga,
it.
It's some weird shit.
Don't
going
put
on
that chitlin so skin around your trip. Genitals.
Yep, I don't like that no. Latex shit.
Hey man, that shit I go through this shit so the
shit, don't let nobody put that up inside
like
of
taking,
you ladies.
That shit like taking the chalkboard erasers and just pow on your dick. Like,
hold up, Flag. You got the mixtape coming out, bro. You got a mixtape coming out too, bro.
Yeah, I'm working on music, man.
What's the name of the mixtape?
I'm working on a project called BMCW. You know what I'm saying? And I've been working on it for a minute, man.
What's those initials? What the initials stand for?
It was Beer Money Champagne Wishes. You know what I'm
saying? Beer Money.
Champagne
Beer Money. Champagne
Beer Money with yeah. Champagne Wishes.
Champagne Wishes.
Beer Money.
But
that's one of them from the bottom.
You get
to
some
the top.
Corbell.
Yeah, you know, it was a period of time, you know what I'm saying, I was working on. So, you know, with all this recent stuff going on, man, and you know, what happened, it just put me in a whole different, you know what I'm saying, mindset, a whole different, you know, different vibe. You know what I'm saying? You document that. You know,
let me ask you this on some interview shit. Yeah. Where were you and where are you now? Oh, nigga. Oh, you saw that twist.
How old
hold on, let me do it again. Where were you musically and where are you now?
First of all, he's not talking about that garbage shit anymore.
I cannot deal with
his
these
mind
people.
Is clean.
No, but when you some real shit, I mean, it got some truth to it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you document what you go through, as me as an artist, but, man, I was pushing the circuit, man. You know what I'm saying? I was an independent artist performing at all the open mics. I still do it now. You know what I'm saying? You still kept the same person I was then, man.
Check this out. This is the perfect podcast for you to be on. You know who this podcast is for? Check out some of these comments from my fans. This nigga said his name, Bound for Success. DC, this to you. This nigga said, hey, DC, you can fuck my bitch if you want. Just say some funny shit while you hitting it from the back and we even.
I wouldn't mind doing it, brother. I got you. I record it, dude.
You ain't even going to ask to see his lady or nothing.
Oh, dirty.
All right, wow. Let me see what you be a little like.
Nasty.
Check this out. Keller House guess, says, I love watching y'all guys, man. Keep a brother day going. Y'all should bring Lavelle Crawford on one of y'all shows and him and DC can go back and forth. That would be an epic episode.
I fuck with Lavelle too.
Exactly.
Big boy, I don't know. We ain't got no seat to fit him, but.
Check this out. Some.
We'll have to put one, have a segment with a couch, bring the couch.
Yeah. When these people come in, they come to Atlanta, we'll get them on the show. Go to their Instagram and tag their shit, 85 South Show. Tell them to come holler at them. So, who else we got in here? Oh, King Chamberlain. This video should go down in Black history. It's the creation of the greatest song of all times, Titties in the Building.
We got titties in the building.
Yes, we do.
We got a couple. I said, what?
Titties in the building.
I said, yeah. Jabby Bird got them right here. What? Titties in the building. I don't know, but I think it's your girl. But titties in the building.
Yes. Hey, man, I get snaps and Instagram DMs of people singing titties in the building everywhere. Somebody got their little niece. It's a little white girl. She cute as hell. She sing all the songs from the Bible.
Aww,
I don't need nobody
so
who wears
sweet.
Sports bras to say titties.
It's this little
bra.
Boy. He like two or three. His mama had him in the car. He like, Mom, turn radio off. I want to hear the 85. You saw that? Yeah, shout out to that little boy. I don't know his name. And that little white girl, I don't know her name either. But we got some 85 South Show kids who watched the show.
Shout out to my brother Courtney. He loves you guys and he loves the 85 South Show.
Appreciate you, Courtney.
Courtney Burke on the road. We love you.
Hey, man, I'll be your brother-in-law soon.
My man Greg gonna have our shit bumping up there at the Whole Foods over there by the Ginger Roots.
You know what I mean?
We trying to get our shit played over there by the Ginger Roots.
I'm trying to say, man.
Oh, we about to kick some shit off in this bitch. It says... Who is Doug Jones? No, Doug Jones. I hope Carlos blow up big time.
Funny hey.
Dude, seems like a stand-up nigga. Not only am I a stand-up nigga, what? I can sit down and still be a stand-up nigga.
Woo!
I'll walk up in the bank and make them put their hands up, nigga. Yeah. I'll walk up on some young niggas like, pull your pants up, nigga.
Yeah. You know, and they'd be like, fuck you, man.
And then they'd be like, you grown, do your own thing. It's your life, but do what you want to do.
Real talk.
You
know, but like, ain't you got no kick it old school?
Man, I kick it old school for the young niggas. Fuck that shit, man.
Know
what's going on. Hit him with the old nigga voice. Nah, look, I talk to the young niggas all the time. I tell them, I say, look here, hey, walking around here pissed off with your pants hanging off your head. That ain't finna do nothing. That ain't gonna do a goddamn thing, young blood.
But you know what I hate about them old school? They be talking about the pants out of the
no,
ass.
It ain't about what you
but
hate.
Y'all
about
nigga
the old
y'all
school.
Pants backwards.
It ain't what you hate about the old school, nigga. Like, you don't like nobody tell you nothing.
You was a young nigga too, though.
No, I'm just saying what I'm saying. When I was a young nigga and the old nigga told me something, that what? Even if I ain't like it. I took what they said.
It wasn't even that. It's
about, it's
you
about
could,
respect,
you couldn't even put nothing in your back pocket.
It ain't about back pockets, somebody, young man.
You think somebody going in your pocket? No, because your front pocket's on your ass. That's why.
No, listen, nephew.
Your wallet too far down.
To
it's on your thigh because
I'm
the front
trying
pocket.
To tell you, nephew, you got them tight-ass pants on. You can't put nothing in there but your ID.
I wish.
You can't put nothing in your pocket.
Yeah, what?
You where you going to put your keys at?
You can't even pee.
See, you got to sit down.
You got your blowhole.
Y'all sit down and pee.
You got your pee hole where your blowhole at.
That's what wrong with you. You worry about where everybody
you know what I'm saying?
And pee pee and stuff.
Nigga look, really check. Nigga behind you like, hey, bro, you zip it out.
Hey, man, cut this shit out. Danny Chaney, Carlos be killing that this podcast is for. I
oh,
fuck with that nigga.
Shit.
Hey, I fuck with you, too. We well, fuck with these comments, man.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth... Let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Carlos, you ain't shit. Los, never will be.
Fuck you, man.
You motherfucking right. Black, what's up, man?
Man, we here, man. Look, this is,
who the
man.
Podcast for?
This podcast for Joe Smith at 85 South Show. I know this podcast for the plumber with the Mercedes van.
Did you see the picture?
No, I did not.
This is a nigga out here who is the plumber, and the nigga that bought a Mercedes van. Niggas gonna stunt. It don't matter what the nigga
so
doing.
So he got a Mercedes van.
A nigga gonna stunt.
And he put the company on the Mercedes van. Bruh,
the nigga is fixing toilets, cleaning up shit, and not getting shit on him.
That nigga needed employee of the month. Yeah,
bro, only a nigga. Like, have you ever noticed? It don't matter what a nigga do. He don't get dirty on payday. A nigga can dig holes for a living, but on payday, nigga ain't gonna get a stain on him.
Cause he know what's happening after that. He going to the strip club.
Watch Friday.
On it's payday. Going down.
Watch the garbage man Friday. I saw the garbage man the other day. This nigga jumped off the truck with a goddamn Atlanta Braves jersey on. I'm like, this nigga ready to go to the club.
He's ready.
Yes. Shit.
You know what the podcast is for, DJ?
Podcast is for niggas who is vegan, but they want to try Ooh. Chicken. You know, if he do it, he'll be dying in the middle. Oh. Hard racing fast. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah. I should have never ate that chicken. Oh. He missed them fucking lemon pepper wings. I ate them in his face just to show him that they taste great. You don't know what you're missing. Eat on all that grass, but I guess you don't like chicken. Listen, fuck that shit. I'm telling you, man, that shit great, man. Yeah, I need to eat that shit. I'm telling you, bro. Oh, real shit. Talk.
Man, you gonna say, bring the beat back.
Hey, oh, bring it back. Hey, bring it back. Hey, bring it back. Hey, no bring it back.
Shit. Yeah. It's like going to a motherfucking Philly cheesesteak and I smash. Oh, shit. Ooh. Oh, well, you talking about chicken, huh, nigga? Buck steak, I pass.
Hey.
Yeah. I ain't trying to be stuck. I just need in
the
ass.
Hey!
Damn.
Yo.
Mike's gonna drop in the van.
Hey.
Damn. They say, boy, you think or not. When you get there, nigga, damn right.
Damn. Yo.
Damn. Damn right.
Yo.
I don't want to walk for that, bro.
Cold. Hold up. Bring it back.
I'm the dude that be eating meat. Pause. That ain't what that means. Yo. I take your bitch and get something to eat.
Yo.
The salad man with the beans.
Hey.
The bitch put beans in the salad.
Bitch crazy. I'm
trying to put meat in a pallet. Unless you want to ride on the dick, I said, go ahead, ride the pallet. She grabbed it. She said, don't you vegan now? Because the dick real hard.
Yo.
I said, hey, I ate a salad or something. That's why the dick real hard.
Yo, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a rap about not eating meat. But hey. I can't even jump up on that stupid shit because shit is really all about the beat.
Hey, yeah. I like a bitch who don't like to eat shit anyway. Can we go out there? What? Ain't even really got that much to pay. And she looking at the menu like, baby, I don't see nothing. I look at her like, bitch, what? I see some, get what? I want some nacho, finna have some chicken tenders. And you gon' look at me, and you gon' be looking at, I'm a winner. Cause, hey, you can't eat shit. And, hey, I don't wanna hear nothing about you hungry when we leave here. Cause, bitch, you shoulda ate some. Cause they had water, they had ice, they had some lemonade and all that too. And they had some fucking rice. So don't act like you can't eat that, boo. Hey, all that big shit, you can get up out my face. And the way to say how this shit tastes, and I said, bitch, it tastes great. Hey, and I know that ticket gonna be cheap. And I know that ticket gonna be cheap. And I know that ticket gonna be cheap.
Hey,
that ticket gonna be cheap.
That's all right. We was rapping. We was fucking up.
Fucking up.
Ain't nobody said nothing about Jasmine eating these nuts.
Eating them nuts.
I don't mean these nuts. I'm talking about those.
Talking about those.
You can get these nuts if you get tired of those.
Hey. Well, if you want to try the bros.
Get inside and ride the phone.
Hey.
Welcome like back. This is the 85 South Show. We back.
We in this bitch. Know what's happening, man. Y'all know what's going on. Give us a clap.
Yeah.
We ain't got cap in here.
We got cat dog
here. We got to do our own shit.
We got to do our own clap. Right. This podcast is brought to you in part by all the niggas who had a Jerry Curl from 1986 to 1989.
Wow. Well, you know how much brand that was.
I don't think that's a hairstyle that's going to ever come back.
Nah, that shit ain't
coming back. The Jerry Curl?
We thought the finger wave wasn't coming back, but Young Jock
got the S Curl, too.
I don't believe none of them S Curl shit, because none of that kits don't work. None of them boxes. I tried. I ever land one of them boxes.
The blue and silver one?
All them bitches. The nigga who owned it already had the curls. He ain't even used that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That made me think about the nigga who be on the do-rag packaging. Them niggas will never look happy, do they?
don't never do that. They look like they head hurt.
Hey, if you a nigga who ever get the opportunity to be a do-rag model, nigga smile.
Rocking the bitches all day long.
That's a fucking opportunity, and you on there with the mean mug? Nigga, do you know who you are in the community?
But do you know how many do-rags he done put on and took pictures? All right, take the blue one off, put the red one on. Come on, man.
He got that motherfucking line around his head.
Hey, what's the most important event you ever seen a nigga in a do-rag in?
Important event.
An important ass event.
A music video.
That ain't important. Well, I guess it could be.
High school graduation.
I seen it. Like most of the time when a nigga get married, they keep the do-rag on all the way up until it's time to walk in the church.
That was me.
Nigga got to match the do-rag with the suit.
Yeah. You remember the do-rag and the hat?
Nigga!
You had to tie the motherfucker up? Yeah. Oh, man! Nigga. Nelly came and fucked the game up when he rolled them bitches up.
Nigga, you know your do-rag was cheap as fuck when you go on the hair, like, just a little bit, not nigga.
Right.
Like, if you ain't have enough strap to play with, you had some knockoff shit.
I hate that. I used to hate the little split do-rag, the little split with, like, a little two pink tail. I hate it no more. The little splits,
It was a period.
I got the wrong one.
It was a period in my life where I wouldn't even fuck with a chick if she didn't have like a fake Louis scarf or a fake Gucci scarf.
I remember that.
I feel like if you go into bed, then a fake Gucci scarf is appropriate.
Yes, it is.
Don't nobody have. Yeah, that shit really like for a minute. I was like, she really. It'd be like some extra scarf, and she'll tie some shit on the side. I'm like,
that shit
this
lit.
Bitch got an outfit going to bed.
What about the belt buckle that said their name in it?
Some of the trend.
And it was going across. Oh man, that shit lasted for like 2 months.
That's how you feel.
They name on the belt buckle.
You remember that? We had to go downtown to buy the belts. Ain't nobody had them belt buckle.
Right. Hold up.
It had name on the belt.
Hold up, you're talking about
the
like walking, silver you one? Tiffany. You talking about the silver one or the one with the lights and the name flash across?
The lights and the name flash across.
Oh, hell no.
That would be like Tiffany.
Yeah. That's some young nigga shit.
Yeah, nigga who too cool. He's like, let Eddie.
I was already grown, like 05
in middle school.
Shit, nigga, 04, 05, we had just started smoking loud. They ain't even called it.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. I got that around 07.
I mean, I was really, really coming into being a better nigga around that time in my life.
07.
Hey, you want to read some fan mail?
Let's read some fan mail. Fan mail.
Reed, you want to read this shit?
All right, I ain't proofread.
Anybody proofread?
All right, bet. Fan mail. Tiffany Brown. This is how I used to read when the teacher put me on the spot. She used to hate calling me because I'd be like this. So I love y'all show and I heard y'all talk about every little really ass woman on the show for a couple of times. But whip him. Slow it down. Okay. So I love y'all show and I heard. And I have heard y'all talk about having a regular ass woman on the show a couple of times. So this is my attempt at being one. Sadly, I do live in L.A., California, so I know me actually getting on the show would be difficult. But I just love y'all so much, and I had to try. So if you ever in L.A., I'd be honored to get on, meet y'all, get on these nuts, or even just see y'all live. I ain't an internet famous or nothing. Hell, I only got a Facebook that I done had forever. Yeah, sit your ass down. I'm just your everyday woman from L.A., working two jobs, trying to make it out here in this life, just like everybody else. I love talking shit and love listening to funny-ass dudes who love talking shit, too. No matter what, I'm going to rock with y'all dudes, regardless. Y'all funny as hell and color things. I'm not saying that.
Fine as fuck and hilarious. Okay. Hit me if you ever decide to bring your side nigga skills to the West Coast. I was this out there. I hit a bitch.
Bet. Okay. I'm getting my 80 South, my 85 South show get up, start with my lighter, and hope to hear back soon. Stay up and keep the laugh coming. She ready to get G, Tiffany B.
Much love to Tiffany. Appreciate
you. Hey, shout out to Tiffany.
Damn, fly.
She said, I do whatever.
You gotta quit sexually harassing everything. You see what this nigga
did? I ain't did shit. That what she look like?
Yeah, Tiffany sent y'all.
Hello, Tiffany.
She sent us a picture?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
What's her titty look like? Keep going down.
Okay. Her face is beautiful. Beautiful skin.
Yeah. Hey,
beautiful
Jasmine.
Smile.
Her titties look like cool.
Hey.
Cool. How you doing? Awesome. Hey, man. For those of you who don't know, it's my homegirl, Jasmine Brown.
It's like a mixed lemonade and got that blueberry and snow cone.
I'm gonna throw this goddamn light at you. Appreciate you, Jasmine.
Carlos.
What?
Burke.
That's what I said.
You said brown.
I said brown.
I was talking to both of y'all at the same time. My bad. Jasmine Burke.
Hey, did you not see who Tiffany B was?
I was saying Tiffany Brown. I said much love to Tiffany Brown. And then I said, this is my homegirl, Jasmine. Y'all fucking me up.
Did y'all just hear this?
I hate Tiffany. If you ever out and I'm in LA,
I still love it.
You feel like you up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, tip. Slide it on DM, bitch.
Stupid, man.
Wanna get on the show? I can record your voice and we'll put on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'll fuck your ass. Don't get it wrong.
Hey, man.
I blame everything by me being from the hood. What's all my everything I do.
You got a partner like this, man.
Yes.
This nigga will literally say any fucking thing.
And man. I blame it on being from the hood, so I don't care.
Yeah, it is, man.
If you got a disability, blame it on that. It don't matter.
Hey, man, I was there. We had a show with this nigga took his shirt off and he was like, "Can me and my mama take a picture with you?" He's like, "Yeah, tell the bitch to come on."
I was standing right there. I swear to God, that shit was so funny.
That's wrong.
I don't give a fuck. Hey, that my bullshit, man. He's like, "No, tell the bitch to come on." Her mom was standing right there and she just got in the picture. He is so funny. I was like, "Damn, this nigga that famous?"
That's crazy.
That nigga famous that's enough crazy. To call your mama a bitch.
And she with it too.
And she with it. She like, with this it nigga too. Funny as a motherfucker. Yeah.
The crazy part about it, I saw them in the crowd and I knew who her mama was.
Hey, Flack. Hey, also real shit. You like everybody going crazy about like the racism shit right now. And then. Okay. I remember some shit came up on the news like this week with Paula Deen. She trying to get her show back or some shit. Mm-hmm. And you know, black people they mad as fuck at Paula Deen for a minute. But I remember,
fucking with Paula Deen.
Nigga, one Christmas, my mom was like, right when the shit happened, my mom was like, "I don't give a fuck. Go get me some of them Paula Deen pants. Them the best goddamn pants." I'm talking about right in the middle of the scandal. She be like, "Yeah, yeah, okay. But I don't give a fuck. Go get me some." So I remember that. I had, like, in the middle of the scandal, I was the only nigga with this big-ass box of Paula Deen pants. All the black people were like, "Man, what you buying this shit for?" I was like, "Hey, man, my mama said fuck it." So, so you know I'm going with her.
Fuck it right. Fuck y'all. Dudes, fuck y'all.
Hell yeah, man. I like this comment right here. The nigga Jerry Reed said, "This podcast is for all the bitches who bad and bougie but shop at Family Dollars."
Ooh.
And he put Family Dollars. He didn't mean like multiple Family Dollars. He think like that's the store name. Yeah, that comment so ratchet and hood. That's why I fuck with it.
You know what I used to hate?
Yes, Family Dollars.
My mom used to grocery shop at Family Dollars. Nigga. So they only got 2 aisles.
With the little freezer
with
in it?
Food in it. And it'd be 1,000 bags of Family Dollar if a grocery, bro. I'd be like, "Bro, it's a whole bunch of cinnamon swirls. Let it, bro."
Hey, man, when you be telling me about how you grew up, nigga, I actually be feeling bad.
Bruh.
Cause I can see the shit. Cause it's like, nigga, you young, so I'm thinking like, nigga, 99, 2000, you was on the west side. I should have rolled through there and threw you a 20 or something.
Bro,
cause I was already grown.
Nigga, my mom.
I should have came through and saved this little nigga. You know what I mean? Like he talked. Remember he said, "Oh, four." I was like, "Nigga, I wasn't doing shit but riding around this bitch in the lake."
And the great part about it, she don't get the gallons to milk. She get a lot of them half gallon. Like, you get one. I'm like, "Bro, why are we dividing in the crib?"
Hey, your mama's so smart, though, because if you put 2 half gallons together, what you got, bro? A fucking home.
It ain't that. She say, "Nigga, you only use half a gallon of milk. Here you go. Don't touch mine. Your sister got her own shit."
Wow.
And when you run out of milk, that means you ran out of cereal.
Nigga, y'all was hood rich, though. Everybody got their own shit.
You got your own milk.
Nigga. No. Mm. Cause niggas was stealing. You got niece and nephew come over. You like, "Hey, I have more milk than that." Well, you know, Quentin them wanted some cereal. I'm like, "Bro, I can't get no milk."
Oh, man.
And they play with my recipe, man.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Hey, Fly, you know what's crazy as fuck, though? We got my nigga Gray on the show right now. This nigga girl that turned him vegan used to work at the comedy club for the fucking longest, man. She was actually with me when my son was born.
That's love, man.
She was standing right beside me, and then she'll take the fucking pussy juice splashed on my lip right before my son fucking born. She was standing right there like just taking the shit. I'm about to fall out. That shit was wild. It's a small world.
So she was in the room when your son got
born? No, she was standing right beside me when my son was being born. She a real, that's like my baby mama's best friend. Like, we saw the pussy blow up at the same time. I'm like, she was like, yes, bitch. Have that baby, bitch. You killed 2, bitch. Yes, bitch. Yes. Do it.
Was like,
and I was like, "Ah!" She was like, "Yes, bitch. Oh, your pussy is beautiful, bitch. Push. His foot hanging out. One more push, bitch."
That's
That's crazy, man.
Nigga.
That's small work. I'm telling you, man. It's crazy how it works, man.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I
can't. Bro, I was like, she was like, yes.
Hold on, so yes, you watch your son being born?
Man, when y'all ran home, Esther to tell you the story. Yeah, she was standing right there beside me.
You watched it?
And as soon as she came out, she looked dead at me, man. My knees buckled like a motherfucker.
So you can watch it though? You bro,
this is one thing that you gotta be prepared for.
Like, I ain't fucking this shit for a minute.
No, when the baby about to come out,
that's what I'm thinking.
When the baby about to come out, the pussy get real big, like it's gonna come off. You're like, I didn't know a pussy could do that. Then the fucking baby come out, you're like, oh nigga, I thought all these years I was killing this pussy.
And then that pussy,
I really was just doing the best I could. Like, yeah, you can see the pussy be like, shh.
No.
And it stay right there, then you be like,
yep. That was the first thing I thought when I saw the pussy get real big. I'm like, this lying ass bitch.
And it's a baby. This a human.
You can watch it.
This a human coming out that pussy,
bro.
I'm talking about everybody did big. Now think about it. You been thinking you been killing it and some shit like that.
Then you see this come out the pussy?
Like, man, fuck!
This?
I ain't been doing this shit. I thought I been doing it.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
And y'all have the nerve to sit up there and break our hearts knowing what we can do with our lady parts.
Yep, that shit is. Hey, we appreciate
it. It is what it is. We appreciate
y'all making us feel good about ourselves. We ain't really doing shit with these dicks.
No,
people come out of pussies, nigga.
Okay.
People.
So the next time you get it fucked up, remember,
people come out of pussies.
Comes out of my body.
So what did you say?
What comes out of yours?
Well, actually, the human come out of my body first.
No,
I'm actually pregnant right now.
No, it doesn't.
3.6 billion people.
It doesn't.
They don't give a fuck when we walk around with all these nuts. I got two cities full of people in my balls. Don't nobody give a fuck about my fathering skills.
Real talk.
Shit, where my parking space at in the front? These balls ain't swole up for nothing. It's people in my balls.
It's a thousand. It's a trillion.
It's 3.6 billion. I think I got China in my nuts right now. Nigga walking around with three countries worth of people in my ball sack.
My daddy was old. When you think,
hey, what if you didn't jack off for a long and you bust a nut and you got a fucking 2 month old person right there? What is this shit?
That shit crazy.
That's what you say on the first date? Don't fuck me over. Remember, a baby come out this.
Jasmine crazy as a motherfucker, man. Hey, this would be the perfect time to tell y'all to go to the 85SouthShow.com, get you some merch, get you a shirt, get you a hoodie, get you a lighter, get you a sticker, get you an ashtray.
Get you a lighter.
Bro, you got your lighter?
Oh, I got me a lighter.
Then don't fuck over me because remember, a baby come out this
smooth
place.
Too, dog.
Yeah, clean. These niggas over here wilding, man.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
Wait, what would you do if we went on a date and I said
that?
What would you say? Our first date, you don't know me first.
Oh, hold up. Let's set this shit up. We got actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Let's set this up.
First date.
We was on the first date.
Here you go. Set it up.
And all you hear was, don't fuck me over. Remember, a baby come out this pussy. I would just be like, this bitch is crazy. I would laugh at you. And probably try to find my best way to fuck you over.
Wow.
Wow.
How could you be so heartless?
Because nobody was there to love my mom. So why should I love you, bitch?
Hey, shout out to all my niggas who pulled out, but you don't know if you pulled out all the way.
For real.
Run from
here. And my mother asked me that the other day. She was like, so, like, the way you treat me, like, where was your dad? I was like, nigga was around. He was like, he wasn't there at the house? No. I'm like, so who your mama went, like, been with over the years you've been growing up? Nobody.
You got this traumatic, nigga. This shit's serious and funny.
Ladies,
at the same time.
You ever had a nigga treat you so bad, you gotta ask, where your mama?
Wow.
Where your daddy?
See, they always talk about how bad niggas treat women.
I even asked my mama, like,
preach. I had to go on Maury.
Where is your
I
man?
Took a bitch on Maury, found out she wasn't even the mother of the fucking baby. Not only was I not the father, this bitch wasn't even the mama.
Man, my mom used to keep it real. Like, I used to ask my mom. I used to be like, mom, real talk. You know I'm throw it off. I just want to. That's what my mama always know. I'm about to ask her crazy. She's like, mom, you know I'm throw it off. She's like, what? I'm like, real talk.
I'm so glad my mama had the same nigga like the whole time.
I'm like, mother, like, my mama horny?
Went. My mama had one. She went on like 3 days and she just had the same nigga. I was like, yes, my mama ain't out here throwing that pussy. She learned a lesson. Me and my brother got the same daddy too. What?
I used to ask my mama, she like, do you ever get horny? Like, I don't.
You asked your mama that shit?
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, come on, B.
What? Hey, my nigga. Just God damn it.
Why? I never seen her, like, be with nobody, like, besides my daddy. And when my daddy left at 6, that was it. Like, she realized at that point, hey, my little, like, oh.
No, that just lets you know that you think that your mama was through fucking then. You crazy. That just meant your mama was a good-ass grown person and kept you out of grown folks' business. She been fucking.
Nope. I don't see, my mama's still old. She's still communicating through emails.
She been fucking this week. She probably still fucking.
My mama communicates through emails.
Well, that's how you know. Well, meet me at the public library.
She be like 77989.
And she know ain't nobody looking through it. Once she saw what they wouldn't go through your email, like Hillary Clinton, you like, fuck it, email me. You set this puss up on the MSN chat.
If somebody hit that puss, I don't care. I don't give a damn.
Hey man,
just don't call her a bitch.
They are emailing shit. Vagina these days.
Oh man, they selling.
I seen one too. He was like,
they selling pussy on all platforms. I saw a chick selling ass on OfferUp.
What?
You know the little shit that come up on your Facebook.
Combat page gone.
The shit in your neighborhood. Yeah, they selling ass on everything. What? Snapchat, Instagram Live, Craigslist, Facebook, all types of shit. No matter what you get on, you can find some prostitutes. Prostitution is digital than a motherfucker.
No. Man, didn't they shut down Backpage?
Shut it down. That's why them hoes is.
No, they shut down the personal page on Backpage. But now the chicks so smart, they selling pussy in the used automobile section.
Use a code word.
Yeah, they can't. They don't have the personal Backpage no more. But it's like, you know, they be like, furniture for sale, he'd be like, slightly used couch. it's coded.
Yeah. Hey, how you know a bitch selling pussy? Bro. You got to just walk up to him like, hey, you working?
Nah.
He's like, yeah, I'm working. I'm like, nah.
I'm gonna tell you a few signs you can pick up on to know if she's selling pussy. If she got two phones and one of them is just like a Metro Track phone,
no,
she's selling pussy, my man.
Or she is a professional robber.
If every time you pick her up, she got a bag with clothes in there that look kind of dirty and they ain't clean, she's selling
pussy. Any bitch that got an overnight bag in her trunk.
Hey, my nigga, if you lick her neck.
That's why you always got to pop them bitches' trunk. I'm like, baby, you got a trunk?
Right.
Let's pop your trunk right quick.
Hey, my nigga, if you lick her titty and it's salty, it tastes like all day, she's selling pussy, my nigga. If she smokes cigarettes but she don't buy a pack, she's selling pussy, my nigga. I'm telling you. If she need to see the computer, not your phone, she need to actually see like a laptop or sit at a computer, she's selling pussy, my nigga. If the bitch got two Facebook pages, she's selling pussy, my nigga.
Working, man.
If you take this bitch to a cookout and she know everybody, she's selling pussy.
Bitch fuck with DC Young Fly.
If she like anything on DC Young Fly page, she's selling pussy.
Now them kids be smiling young.
Hold up, this how you know your girl selling pussy. If you ask if she know DC Young Flash, she say, who? Jun Jun? That bitch selling pussy.
Yep. It's only Jun Jun buy the pussy.
DC don't buy pussy. Jun Jun will.
I don't see them. Let me tell you something. My nigga was trying to tell me about buying pussy. And he told me he ain't had no pussy all year. I said, time out. Time out.
Hey, man.
You talking to me about something you ain't had all year? I don't need you to shut the fuck up. Talk to me.
I get so offended.
A real player don't buy pussy. Real player don't wait all year to fuck either.
Damn sure. No. I be so offended when chicks try to sell me pussy. Like, what type of man do you think I am? Like, I look like I just be out here buying pussy.
It's disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Like, right, you didn't even give me a chance to earn this shit. And then you hear the price, you like, what? You really think that I would pay you this much?
I'm not about to buy no pussy anyway.
But when you say some outlandish shit like, oh, 500, I'm like, I'm not buying no 500.
How much is it going for?
I don't know.
I ain't going over.
What did she tell you? You said you heard the price. You was like, what? What was the price?
The pussy. Shit. I mean, the price got to be equivalent to what you selling.
80.
What? 80? Shit.
What do you get for 80?
First of all, I need a net off each 50.
Wow.
So I'm not going over 100. If wow. I get 100, I'll get 2. I don't care what you're talking about. Wow. Bitch, I'm taking your keys.
I didn't know that this nigga had his own price table set up.
I need my 2.
Base rates.
You owe me 2.
Barney.
That shit like playing baseball. 2. Strike. I need them.
Wow.
You Fly, you was a cold nigga.
I'm from the hood. Told Greg, you, I got to anything wrong, I'm blame it on the hood.
You about some pussy?
We're going to school.
No, absolutely not.
I can't do that. God, these niggas.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Hey, Fly, you going to find out you the only nigga out here buying pussy.
Oh, stop.
And that'd be funny.
Hey, I got a partner, bro. Hey. Buy a pussy, bro, because you know they try to be in the sky. I'm like, yo.
Hey.
Cheryl, that's you? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my nigga, it's okay. My nigga, like, it's okay. You get pussy, bro. It's okay
that
you buy. It's okay.
Hey,
you
man.
Get pussy.
Yeah, I can't.
Nigga,
do
don't
it.
Be trying to hide.
Yeah, no. Fly, you the only nigga out here doing it. I got a partner, though, man. It was like clockwork. Every time he got paid,
no, he got bought some pussy. Do it. Every like, time he got it. Paid. Every time you get paid, it's a problem then.
I'm talking about every 2 weeks, that's bro, like fucking, clockwork,
that's
bro.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's funny? Them niggas who buy pussy, they got a whole nother identity they buy pussy with.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell her Charlie's out here. Then you got a code name and some more shit?
If you buy pussy every time you get a check, it's a problem. Yeah. See, I do it because it's either emergency.
Hey, bro, when is it emergency? You have to buy some pussy.
Oh, when it's emergency, now you get them bitches to come over. Hey, you gotta just send her a picture of like 200. Send her a picture. That'd be like, cause she ain't up off of. What's up, mom? Sending them 200. Where you at? Ha ha! Got this bitch. Pull up!
Dropping
it's 2 o'clock
base.
In the morning. I need you to pull up.
Hey, man.
Hey, from the hood. Sorry.
I guess it's like, let's get straight to the point. We ain't got no game. Play.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, man. He like, hey, man, you know what's happening. Bitch, ain't number family got on. And wow. Peter pop off.
I guess so she say, I ain't got to laugh at your dumb ass jokes then. And we can just get on with the get
what?
On.
What? Man, ain't no jokes telling it no 2 o'clock in the morning. It's been that ass over, bitch.
The views and opinions reflected by DC Young Flat are the views and opinions. I don't know why. He just be feeling like the way that he be feeling.
Hold up. Now, those don't pay me like that. Pussy ain't got us into a good situation.
Talk to him.
I gave you some before, and that all was like, this is a good situation.
I didn't know that you bought the shit. If I would have known, I would have got all of it that you paid for. I would have stayed and wouldn't have got going.
Hey, I didn't pay. That was off the face because she really loved the nigga. But I'm just showing you what type of bitches that love us, nigga.
Hey, one thing I can't do. Nope. Is pay the pussy pee.
I can't pay for
because
it.
Because one thing that I know is pussy supposed to be free. Free I can't free, pay free. Pussy fee.
Nope.
Pussy
nope.
Supposed to be free. Space I can't pay the pussy fee. Fee.
Can't pay it's the what? Pussy fee.
Because pussy can't. Supposed to be free. So
I can't pay the pussy fee.
I had a couple of homeboys that was just like me. You. But when you hang around me, you know that pussy come with dudes.
Come with dudes, huh?
Hey, now you want that bitch to come at 1 o'clock in the morning. You need about Jackson and Franklin and a couple of them honeys.
Yeah, they done shut back page down, but the bitch is on Craigslist. In the used automobile section under the 89 cut. They gonna have it in quotation marks. Do you wanna ride in the bucket?
I got it on the bitch selling pussy straight up on the cover like I got a broke down car with a big ass muffler.
Ooh,
I need 25 shit if you want me to touch her. Bitch, I fucking slide over like a motherfucking usher. Pull up, bitch, make that pussy bust like a gusher. Niggas think they fucking, man, ain't nothing to touch her. But see, look here. For pussy, see now that's just disgusting. See, I'm a pimp, nigga. I've been had pussy in the back of the bus. Shit,
hey, I'm the type of nigga that'll pick my phone up and don't even make call.
Nah,
and when I'm fucking a hood bitch, I don't get naked. I leave on my draw.
With the draw.
That's period. I'm just saying that. Look, y'all making the nigga sound delirious. Now I get pussy all the time. I can count how many I done had in mine. I done had about close to. Think about 1,000. How many I done paid for? Maybe like $2.99 something. But
you a hell of a nigga. And you done hit 1,000 bitches.
1,000 bitches.
You must be a handsome motherfucker.
Or
you got a big bag of riches. Yeah. I didn't even know that you had hoes like that, nigga.
I did.
Give me 2 or 3.
You can have them.
Some of them hoes that like you, nigga. One or two of them gotta like me.
Hey,
man.
Come on, man. Hey, we ain't paying no pussy fee, man.
No, I don't.
You ain't pay the pussy fee.
I can't.
I don't hit.
Don't tell no. Don't put your business out
there, bro.
No, you should, man. You got to have some discretion.
Joe, put a camera on me, Joe. So, PSA now. Butterfly has hit a lot of coochie. You know what I'm saying?
Play the sad music.
I used to count. You know what I'm saying? I stopped counting. No, even in my phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can got a list. It's a certain quotation mark I put by your name that make me, that I know that I've hit. You know what I'm saying? And I count them from time to time. And them bitches that I probably still talk to, or just got in my phone, or just like, I remember. Because bitches, I walk up and I'm like, damn, I'm getting deja vu. I know that hoe. And by the time I get in my car, I'm like, oh, I did have that hoe bent over in Detroit. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man. I done slowed all the way down, though. I got standards now, though. I'm 24, bro. I was hitting, bro. You feel me? I was geeked up on pills. You know what I'm saying? You 30-something low, nigga. I know you done hit 1,000, bro. Just think about it. You just a list.
Do you know I'm in 1,000 people?
Bro. Guess what I realized?
I haven't been fucking long enough.
Let me tell you something. I promise you, yeah. Let me tell you something. I counted over 150 of women that I was just in my phone. I'm like, damn. And this is who I keep in contact. And I done lost this phone before. So this is new. And I'm like, fuck. Imagine the people I just kept in contact with, like, all over my life, bro.
This one, you the nigga to get famous, and he thinking
it ain't probably 1,000, bro. It probably like,
nigga, I know you
7, 6. All right, I go for 6.
No, not 1,000.
Like, that's not normal.
I go for six.
You was living.
I ain't gonna say 1,000. I go for 6. I'm close, bro. I know I'm close to 5, bro. I know for nigga, I know that for a fact.
No judgment, though.
Damn.
Oh, now you know, judging big bitches, skinny bitches, tall bitches, crippled bitches, man. Bitch, I fucked bitch with a cane. I had to sit a cane down. I had to poke the pin down and stretch that bitch down. When she was ready to leave, I had to hold that bitch out. I was like, hell, baby, got now.
Hey, what the kid?
And then when she was ready to leave, I had to hold that bitch. That motherfucker came out. Like, huh, baby? She's like, I don't want that tall.
Oh, man.
Hey, bro.
I'm hurt.
I ain't gonna lie. I really wanted to hit that bitch. So when I realized she had a cane, I was like, I gotta hit that. That gotta be a story to tell. Man.
This is crazy.
Hey, man.
Whoop that bitch out. Like,
hey.
Like no a blind
stick. No discrimination.
Mm-mm. Hey, man.
You was living, though,
y'all,
man.
Y'all pray for my nigga Flat.
And she told me I could lift her leg out of the wheel because she had surgery on it.
But you say you got standards now, man.
You know, they better than what they was. You know,
you live and you learn, man.
So. Went from nothing to a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then you know what I realized, though, the one that we be wanting to hit, she don't be talking about nothing.
Nope.
Nathaniel.
Nope.
So you know, I go for like the regular bitches, like in Walmart and Walgreens, and CVS and shit. I'm like, that's the pussy right there.
Church.
Wow.
Church, I always got good.
Church.
Hey, yo, for the mother. Church.
No.
I always talk about they need that shit wrapped up. You don't ever keep your shit wrapped up all the time. I went through that phase, though. I don't think I have hit a Muslim chick. I don't want to be. She was a Muslim. She never kept her hair wrapped ever. If you know that, so I'm like, man, come on, man. And it was good, too. I was like, ooh. You know, they got standards and how they do. I was like, you ain't really Muslim then if you don't really go by the law.
You said she wasn't wrapped up.
She wasn't wrapped up in it. I fell through that shit. For real.
Hey, man, this is some of the coldest.
But that cane, no, that was like, hey, I couldn't wait to tell somebody about that shit.
Jasmine, this is the shit I have to deal with. This nigga say any fucking thing, man.
Y'all off the chain.
I think that's what makes 85 South dope.
85 South.
I'm telling you, man, this podcast for niggas who went to a fucking job interview, got the job, and just didn't go to work. So, nigga went through the whole process.
I hate them nigga, bro. That shit is a pet peeve of mine.
Through the whole process. Nigga, hired.
This podcast is for niggas who will flag you down just to tell you, go ahead. Hey. Man, never mind. Go ahead, fool. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this podcast is for your older sister, ex-boyfriend, who still try to act like he in the family.
Hey, how the family? Nigga, right, good now. Without you, nigga. Right. Don't fuck with you like that. Stop asking, bro. You old dude. Hey, man, I know your auntie, man. She's still funny. Still is. She ain't dead. What the fuck you talking about?
That's right.
And ain't worried about you.
And this podcast is also is for all the baby mamas who get along with your baby dad, the other baby mama. We so proud of you. Damn, you don't get enough credit. Mm. We salute you.
Yeah, I tell you, a level of maturity right there.
Yeah, yeah. You know who else the podcast is for before we get out of this bitch? This podcast is for niggas who said it was over with their baby mama when they got a new bitch and they dumbass ended up on child support just trying to be out
there. I hate that shit.
Dating. You fucking dumb.
You dumbass fool. Should've stayed with your boo.
You out here trying to goddamn socialize and ended up fucked up. Stupid ass nigga. Who that?
But baby mamas be holding on too.
Just like you. Recently. If you fuck me over, I remember. They didn't come out this pussy.
Hey.
Like, I don't think my dick got on top.
Hey, Fly. February 14th is coming up. We got the show at fucking Cordell's.
Sure do.
Woo. Valentine's Day show.
Do you love me?
You and Nikki out of come out. Do you love me? We're going to be out in Alpharetta.
No, bitch.
It's going to be dope. We got 90s hip-hop and R&B all night.
Everyone, we in there, man.
It's going to be on Valentine's Day. And if you ain't got no gangster shit already laid out, y'all come fuck with us.
Nah. Don't tell your girl don't wear her best dress, because I'm going to say something about her, and you're going to get mad this Valentine, and she going to want to fuck me.
What should you do if you don't have a Valentine's?
Bring your fine ass up there and meet a nigga.
There you go.
It's going to be a lot of single men in the house.
It's going to be a lot of single everybody in there. Everybody who ain't got somebody going to be in there.
I'm going to be in there loose. I'm going to have on some sweatpants and no drops.
Hey, shout out to all the bitches who curved us 3 months ago. Ooh. Thought you was going to find something better and then show back up, bitch. We should have fucked with us the whole time. Stupid ass little girl.
Check it out. Single.
Oh, there it is.
Stop believing there's better niggas out here, bitch. You better fuck with who you fuck with.
Yeah.
Niggas like us, the 85 South Show.
And that's why I came.
That goes for men as well.
Just fuck with bitches who want to fuck with.
Right, Jasmine. Who the podcast?
Shout out to all the men out there who didn't realize what they had when they were with me.
Oh shit!
You gonna
let go? Child support? Yes.
Or what? Who I gave an opportunity to, but didn't realize the queen that I am, just you know fucked over it.
You know
shout
what you
out
did?
To them.
You should never say it. You fuck me over! Baby, come out this pussy! And like, I'ma go.
Girl, you know who the podcast is for? You know who it's for by now, right?
Yeah, that man, this podcast for everyone chasing their dreams, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking a leap of faith, bro, and going after your shit, man.
God bless you.
You got to jump. Niggas don't understand. They be trying to go off on faith and be tippy toes. Man, you don't push your stupid ass.
This is for niggas who got dreams. It's for niggas who like sell weed to pay for community college.
Hey, yo, no, I respect anybody that balance their evil out, bro. I don't care. I respect anybody that balance their evilness out. It ain't really evil. It's what they feel like is going against. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're selling dope and you going to school, my nigga, you all right.
God really gonna look out for you. As long as you doing some positive, you got to do way more positive shit than you do bad shit. If you sell dope, you got to buy them kids some shit when the ice cream man pull up.
God bless
you
got to
pay
nigga.
A couple people in the hood that you sell drugs in, light bill, make sure the community don't fall.
You can't just be trying to shit on
niggas. Everybody, but you got to put a couple dollars back into the community.
We ain't saying all the time, because you know when you do that shit, you know, they be like, hey, Mr. Greg, I hear the ice cream truck. You be like, yeah, I hear that shit too.
Right.
Hey, and if you a street nigga, you need to tell somebody where you hid all the motherfucking money at, because I'm so tired of having to raise money for niggas who I know was rich when they was alive. Yeah.
then gotta you, go from you.
Right. That part.
Yeah.
Now but you know, but you know,
now the family gotta come up with $7,000.
Right.
You know how I play my part? I just tell all the kids that's in the street, hey man, watch yourself when you're in the street. Yo, watch yourself, y'all.
Yo.
Hey, watch yourself while you're in the street, y'all. Wow. I feel like I did my duty. They're like, I ain't PC. What's up? Watch yourself in the street, y'all. I just feel like I did my duty.
That's right. Hey, this podcast really is for the black community. It is the beginning of Black History Month, and I love to see black people being excellent. Most continue definitely. To prosper, my brother.
So, no,
and
my sister, well.
You continue to kill
what, Chad?
Thank you.
Hell
Carla.
Yeah. Jasmine, it's not me, Black History Month. Oh, look, it is Black History Month. By the time this shit come out, it's going to be Black History Month.
What did you want to come out? Because
today is actually the first
out?
Day of Black
Super
History
Bowl
Month.
Super Bowl day, nigga. What day you want to come out?
I'm going
to
ask, like, you know.
Man, we'll get it in the get black. We got plenty of time to get the Black History Month shit.
Oh, if
you were asking me what?
I want I want you to tell the audience about where they can catch your show and all of that.
Oh, yes. So, currently I am on Fox's Star. Comes on every Wednesday night on Fox. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you guys.
Yeah.
And yes, I play Danielle. I work in the salon.
How long you been on the
The whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, catch up.
I don't really watch TV. I watch news. That's it. I only watch myself on TV.
Well, hey. You're on a billboard on Howl Mill. I saw that shit. I was like, what? I was like, that is so cool.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It was red in the background and your face was like, I loved it. That was so cute.
Thank you.
And then, okay, and then Saints and Sinners is coming back March 5th on
yes, turn up.
Bounce TV. We're coming back season 2. Thank
She's
you guys.
She's a great actress, you guys.
Thank you, guys. You can follow me at THE Jasmine Burke at The Jasmine Burke.
That's what it do.
And remember, if you fuck out there, there's your baby. They come out that pussy.
What's your social media?
Man, y'all can follow me on Instagram, man. Official Grey Music, Grey. You want to do the Snapchat, Mr. 50 Shades on Snapchat.
Mr. 50 Shades, you tying him up and shit?
Oh, shit.
Mr. 50 Shades on Snapchat,
see,
man.
See, nigga vegan, go, but man. That nigga got a dirty mind.
Nigga mind filthy.
Nigga dirty mind.
No, man.
Hey, man, make sure you grab you one of these goddamn shirts off the
Absolutely,
table.
Absolutely, man. It's been a pleasure, man.
Do y'all have an extra real, small? Man. Do you have like a little
Chad, we got
a
small.
Belly shirt?
Chad,
I want to get a.
Don't
worry about it. I want to get an 85 South shirt and like a belly shirt.
You can get a small and just cut it.
But when you gonna wear it?
I'm wearing it now. 85 South. 85 South.
Hey man, we appreciate you checking us out again. It's your man Carlos Miller. This is the 85 South Show. My man Gray. DC Young Fly.
It's your boy DC Young Flizzle.
The Jasmine Burke. 85 South Show, bitch. We out the motherfucking park.
Yeah,
at God damn it, it's 2 in the morning.
Whoa.
85.
85. 85.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.